Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're following the latest developments after yesterday's deadly terrorist attack. At least 15 are dead.
And the suspect has Texas ties.
The killer was an American citizen, born in Texas.
He plowed his truck into a crowd of New Year's partygoers and was killed himself following a shootout with police. With the latest, here's Ian Ozan.
According to law enforcement officials, Shamsuddin Jabbar sped down Bourbon Street in a pickup truck, plowing through a crowd.
And it was very intentional behavior. This man was trying to run over as many people as he possibly could.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick said Din Jabbar was, quote, hell-bent on creating carnage. He later engaged responding officers in a shootout, wounding two of them. Those officers shot and killed Din Jabbar. FBI Special Agent Aletha Duncan said Din Jabbar was also carrying bombs.
They're improvised explosive devices that was found, and we are working on confirming if this is a viable device or not.
Authorities later blew up several suspicious devices they found along Bourbon Street. Ian Ozan for Odyssey News Station, WWL New Orleans.
Meanwhile, the terrorist attack shocked people who live in the city. French Quarter resident Tessa Cundiff says she actually didn't realize anything was wrong until her relatives started calling from Indiana.
Asking if we were okay. Looked outside our front door and we saw caution tape and dead silence. And it's eerie.
Investigators discovered several potential IEDs in the French Quarter after the attack.
Now, one of the victims of the attack in New Orleans has ties to Texas, in North Texas, that is. TCU wide receiver Jack Besh says his older brother was killed. Tiger Besh was 28 years old and was originally from Lafayette, Louisiana. New Orleans still reeling from yesterday's terror attack. Big events, though, remain on the calendar.
While football is secondary on many minds, it is an undeniable part of the story today, especially with security concerns surrounding tonight's Sugar Bowl game. In the wake of the attack, it was postponed. Crews have been seen at the Superdome adding additional barriers this morning. The Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, Mobile Command Center, and other law enforcement vehicles could be seen parked outside the stadium. It's only around a mile from that crime scene in the French Quarter. Many who traveled to New Orleans for the game have now grappled with whether or not they still want to attend.
It's just sobering, and you know, you see people in the elevator and you have a hard time even saying Happy New Year because obviously many people died, many people are injured, tragic situation. So really puts a sobering face on what should be a great celebration.
Now look, having worked and lived in New Orleans, many friends who still live there, I can tell you there's still a sense of shock and concern in that city right now.
That was NBC5's Larry Collins reporting. The Sugar Bowl scheduled for 3 this afternoon after being postponed yesterday.
Do you think there's any chance that they postpone it again?
No. I'll tell you why, because if you're doing it another day, let's just say, you're going to have all those thousands of people stay in town for another day. What you really need to do is get this game over with and get them out of town. So you can start this or continue the investigation.
That's a great point. Well, here at home, Arlington police are increasing their watchfulness. Remember, we've got a huge football game in the college football playoff a week from tomorrow, the Goodyear Cotton Bowl Classic at AT&T Stadium. Right now, police are not aware of any potential security threats. They will be monitoring extra closely and will update their security plans if needed.
Now, airlines are stepping up with travel waivers for passengers flying to, from, or through New Orleans after the deadly attack. Dallas-based Southwest is allowing travelers to rebook on flyby or fly standby or the same route within 2 weeks of their original travel date. Fort Worth-based American offering flexibility, adding a 172-seat flight from New Orleans to DFW. That's going to happen tomorrow. United waiving change fees and fare differences for rescheduled flights as long as they depart before January 6th in the same cabin and between the same cities. And Delta also waiving fare differences for flights rebooked by January 6th. There's another chance to light up the new year.
The peak of the first meteor shower of the year may be visible during a six-hour period tonight into tomorrow morning. The quadrantids will be brightest as Earth reaches the densest part of the cosmic debris from an asteroid that began streaking through the skies the day after Christmas. Scientists expect this one to be one of the strongest showers of the new year. Best viewing is from the northern hemisphere, and a waning crescent moon is a plus. But frigid temperatures, overcast skies, and that short window of time could make those bright fireballs tricky to spot. NASA says the peak could reveal as many as 120 meteors per hour. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Police in New Orleans and Las Vegas now believe that there is a possible connection between the attack on Bourbon Street and that Cybertruck explosion outside the Trump International Hotel in Vegas.
Sources tell CBS News that the Cybertruck was rented to a Matthew Livelsburg, an active duty member of the U.S. Army who is currently on leave. CBS did speak to two of his relatives who said that they had no idea that he was involved in this incident, but knew that he had recently rented a Cybertruck. We're told that his wife hadn't heard from him in several days.
That was CBS's Andreas Gutierrez.
Let's check your money this morning with KRLD business analyst David Johnson. It's looking up.
Yeah, it is looking up, and this is a great way to start the new year. You never really kind of know what the first day of the new year is going to be like because of all the weird dynamics that take place over the last few trading days of the old year. You know, Tuesday, Monday, before that, we were talking about, you know, late selling, and a lot of the stocks that had been beat up, and there weren't that many, but the stocks that were down for the year fell even more because there's a tendency at the end of the year to say, just sell it. I'll take the tax write-off, but get it done by the end of the year. And there was a lot of that. So conversely, what you see sometimes at the beginning of the new year is people going out and looking for bargain hunting. Stocks that were beat up, maybe unfairly beat up, or stocks that were beat up that are due for a bounce. So we'll watch very closely the trading that takes place today. Right now, it looks like they're going after the blue chips, the Dow Industrials average, looking higher by 322 points. But I tell you, percentage-wise, the NASDAQ is right there with it. It's projected higher by 221 points. The S&P average looks up 50 on the opening. We've already had some economic news. Mortgage applications out today, and these are two-week figures because of the holidays, and men, they just fell off a cliff. Of course, interest rates went up. The 30-year mortgage rate, it got to almost 7%, 6.97%, and the mortgage applications overall, the index was down 21.9%, refinancings down 36%, and buyers down 13%. Shortly, we'll get initial jobless claims, the manufacturing index, construction spending will be released, and the first take on petroleum inventories will be coming out. And, of course, crude, as we begin this trading day, is in the new year, is $72.61. So it is comfortably above 70. Natural gas had that big run up yesterday on the weather forecast for much colder weather coming to especially the northern part of the U.S. And it's up again today. It's up about 1%. We are looking individual issues. Tesla should be coming out with delivery numbers today. They're likely to have delivered around 504,000 vehicles, but that's a volatile stock, and we'll watch that closely today. Bitcoin is bouncing back, not quite to 100,000. But it's up a couple of thousand right now at 96,600. But a lot of the stocks related to Bitcoin are up for their third consecutive session. We're talking about companies like MicroStrategy and Mara Holdings, Coinbase, all up over 5%. Right now, stocks look higher across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Well, the investigation into the Texas man allegedly behind the New Orleans terror attack now stretches back to Houston. KRLD's Chris Fox has been learning more about 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar and joins us live now with the latest. Chris, what do we know about the alleged attacker in New Orleans?
Well, the picture's becoming a bit clearer of who he was. We did learn from President Biden that hours before the attack, the suspect posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS and expressing a desire to kill. Of course, an ISIS flag was found in the rented pickup truck he was driving. Jabbar was born and raised in Beaumont before moving to Houston. He was an Army vet deployed in Afghanistan in 2009. a human resource and information technology specialist, honorably discharged in 2020. After that, he worked in real estate before taking a job with Deloitte, married and divorced twice. Now, the investigation, FBI Houston releasing a statement saying it continues working with the Harris County Sheriff's Office, conducting a court-authorized search of the North Houston neighborhood that includes the rental home of Jabbar. FBI Houston's Connor Hagan saying that they've deployed a SWAT team, crisis negotiators, bomb technicians, an evidence response team, and a group of counterterrorism investigators to find out how Jabbar may have become radicalized by Islamic State and whether he had helped pulling off the now-called terrorist attack in New Orleans.
Yeah, so you got New Orleans and you got Vegas as well. How are officials going about figuring out if these two things that happen on the same day are connected?
It'll be interesting. One connection has been through the car app Turo that was used to rent the pickup truck in Pasadena, Texas, as well. And I understand that the Cybertruck was also rented through the Turo app as well. So that'll be one interesting thing. The FBI Houston has been extremely tight-lipped outside of a couple of statements. So we're hoping to hear from them today in person.
Excellent. That's KRLD's Chris Fox reporting on this still developing story, the aftermath of the terrorist attack in New Orleans.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.